Hallelujah, Jesus. God is great. He is greatly to be praised. We serve a mighty God. And I'm telling you, the presence of the Lord is here. You don't sound like people that believe me, but I'm telling you, I know. The presence of the Lord is here. Amen. Hallelujah. God. I don't know if you know it, but God wants to minister to you today. Those are not just words I'm saying to make you feel good. I know that God wants to minister to me today. And God wants to minister to each and every one of you today in the name of the Lord. Now, previously, I did not plan on doing this. You may be seated if you're standing. We'll get into it in a moment. But if you will, appease me for a moment. I didn't write this down. This is, God put it on my mind before I got up here. And it just did not leave. And I know it's of God. And there's a purpose in this. I want you to take a moment before we get going. I want you to be real with yourself. And real with God. Trying your best not to look around. Let's not even look around. If you will, you can even close your eyes like the old timers used to do. Close your eyes. You want to bow your head, you can bow your head. Just close your eyes. Don't look around. And I want you to really be truthful. If there is things you've been praying about, people you've been concerned with or praying for, issues in your life, your body, your mind, your heart, your home, your family, your finances, something that you have a need of, something that you've been praying for. Maybe it's a lost loved one. Maybe it's someone who's lost their relationship. It's whatever it may be. If there is anything in your life that you've asked God to intervene in that you have need of right now, or you know of someone you care about, why don't you, no one looking, raise your hand in here. I'm the only person looking. Anything in your life at all you want God to intervene in. Amen. If your hand's up, you can put your hand down. I'm telling you that God is a God who loves us. They sing, I can sing of His love forever. His love is so great and so deep. He cares for His children. You hearing me? He cares for your needs. He cares for your desires. Your hurts, your pains, your sorrows, your spiritual desires and needs. God cares about all of it. Those who you pray for and care for and want to see make it to heaven. He cares for them. He cares for you. Amen. We're going to go and you don't have to stand. I'm all over the page today. But I'm telling you, I've got a word from God. Do you believe me? Amen. If you got your Bible, you can turn or you can look here. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures back to back. They're all in separate areas. We're going to go to first to the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 13 through 14. Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. Daniel speaking here, he says, I saw in the night vision, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man. From the clouds of heaven came one like the son of man, and he comes to the Ancient of Days, and was presented before him, and to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. This is Daniel speaking of his vision and prophecy, if you will, pertaining to Christ, pertaining to his Godhead, his deity, and his kingship. Amen. In Revelation 1, 7 through 8, we read Jesus coming in the clouds and proclaiming himself the Almighty God, just as Daniel had said. And now looking at 1 Timothy 3, 6, verse 14 through 15, we see, to keep the commandments unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He, who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. And going back to the book of Revelation, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 19, verse 16, speaking of Jesus Christ, it says, on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name. He has a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. In this verse of scripture, we clearly know, we see a picture and know that Jesus has the full title, King of kings and Lord of lords. Throughout the scriptures, we see these titles in reference to Christ's authority, to Christ's power, and to his deity. Amen. And before we move on, and before the sermon begins, before we move on, there is one more portion of scripture I would like to read to you, found in Philippians 2, verses 8 through 11. In Philippians 2, verses 8 through 11, it says, God, it's like something bubbling up in here. God wants to move. Woo, hallelujah. It says in that verse of scripture, and being found in fashion of a man, speaking of Christ, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. Woo, the Holy Ghost is here. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray right now that you will anoint me as your messenger. I ask you to open every ear of every person that is here and let it be in tune to your voice and to the message you have given me this day. I ask that faith in this place will arise. I ask you to anoint me to say and do what I need to say and do, and allow your spirit, let us all allow your spirit, encourage us, God, to allow your spirit to move as your spirit sees fit. We trust in you. We hope in you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you believe in the power of God, won't you give him a hand of praise?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
After all of that, I give you today's scripture, or title rather. Today's title that God has given me is in the name of the King. In the name of the King. Hallelujah. I'm going to fool around. I'm just going to jump in. In ancient times, decrees and laws pertaining to everyday life, pertaining to society, and even pertaining to religious or spiritual matters, these decrees, these laws were given and upheld under the authority of the name of the King at that time. Are you hearing me? In the authority of the name of the King, they were upheld and they were given. By using the name of the King, his decree, the King's decree, which carried his authority. Why? Because his name was stamped on it. His power, his authority was stamped upon it. It carried his authority. These decrees were given and enforced by his royal officers, by his royal officials, and also the nobles of that day. They were upheld. The name of the King was used to proclaim and uphold the decrees that the King made. In the words of Curtis Franks, not just anyone, not just an ordinary person, not just some Joe Schmo, not just some Joe Schmo off the street, had permission or a right to use the king's name in this manner of authority. And if they found they were using the king's name in a false way, most of the time they were put to death. It was serious business. Not everyone was allowed to use the name in an authoritative matter or manner. For the name, see, it's in the name. Somebody said a name. For the name being the top, the name of the king being the top of the chain of command, it carried the power and was considered in that day the ultimate authority over all matters. Oh, come on. Now that's the kings of this, of man, of humanity. That's the kings of the past. That's the kings in our history. But today, in this moment, I'm not focusing on and talking about the names of kings of men. Oh, come on. I'm really trying my best here. I'm not wanting to focus on the kings of men, kings created by humanity. Oh, I'm not talking about ordinary fleshly kings. Is somebody hearing me? I want you to hear me today. How many of you know the king I'm talking about? I know the name of the greatest. How many of you know the name of the greatest king who ever was or will be? Oh, come on. I hope you hearing me. I hope you're listening. I'm not talking about Charles. I'm not talking about any King James. I'm not talking about presidents or world leaders. I'm talking about the mighty God. How many of you here know who I'm talking about? You know the ultimate king. You know the King of Kings. You know the Lord of Lords. You have a relationship with him. He cares for you. How many of you know who I'm talking about? If you know who I'm talking about, if you're glad of who you knowing, if you know the name that is above every name, why don't you praise him for a moment? Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad I know the name that is above every name, the name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you here believe, not only know, but you believe and know that there is no other name. There is none like him, like the scripture said that was read a moment ago, that the songs we sang, there is no, how many of you believe and know without a doubt that there is no other name more superior. There is no other name greater or stronger. That there is no other, absolutely no other name. I don't have time to fool around. I'm not going to lollygag. How many of you understand, believe, and know that there is no other name that contains everlasting, ultimate, eternal authority and power like the name of Jesus Christ? Oh, hallelujah. There's no other name greater. There's no other name higher. There's no other name that has ultimate power like the name of the King of Kings. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to hear me. I'm here to tell you today that there is power. Oh, yes, there is. We say words, but don't let it just be words hitting the walls. I'm speaking in a spiritual way of authority, that there is ultimate power. There is salvation. There is healing. Yes, there is. There is hope. There is deliverance. There is peace. There is encouragement, blessings, strength, refreshing, restoration, miracles, signs, and wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's in and through the King's name. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. It's in the name of the King. It's not in the name of men. It's not in the name of a God or a man created deity. It's in the name of the only deity, the creator, the redeemer of this world. There is authority. Oh, come on, I hope you hear me. There is power in his name. I want you to hear me right now. Outside of the name of the King of Kings, there is no ultimate, and I would say real, everlasting, eternal authority. There may be some authority, but it's temporary. Outside of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no ever eternal authority. Outside of the name of the King of Kings, there is no real, lasting power. Amen. Oh, yes, there is some power. There are some people in position
of power. And I understand all that, but it's not lasting power. Why? Because it's outside of the name of the King of Kings. Inside of the name of the King. In the name of the King of Kings, there's power that is everlasting. Outside of the name of the King, there is no eternal. There is no complete healing. There is no complete deliverance. There is no complete victory. There is no complete true salvation outside of the name of the King Jesus. Amen. There is none except for in and through Him.
Oh, hallelujah. I hope you hear me.
Hallelujah. Oh, song says, it's all in Him. It's all in Him. It's all in Jesus. I'm here to tell you today, He didn't bleed and die for me to stay sick. He didn't bleed and die for you to stay unwell. He didn't bleed and die and speak peace for me to be tormented or you. He didn't do this for us to be discouraged, beat down, tore down, made us be what we are not called to be. He has done this for a purpose. Oh, hallelujah. Outside of the name of Jesus, there is no nothing lasting or eternal, but in Him there is. Hallelujah. 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 Inside the name, with the name of the King of Kings, there is completion. There is a restoration that will last for eternity. Amen. For there is, the scripture tell us, there is no other name. Today I listen to a song I love as I'm getting ready for church. Eddie James singing, no other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the Bible teaches me. Oh, come on, I hope you hear me. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We are saved in His name.
Oh, come on, somebody, do you know the name?
Do you truly understand the name, the power, and the authority that comes with the name? There is nothing, I want you to hear me, there is nothing too great. I don't care your situation. I don't care your life. I don't care what you're going through physically. I don't care, Bishop, I don't care your age. It doesn't matter if you, I'm old, I got to be sick. Oh, I'm young, I can't believe I'm so sick. God does not discriminate against age. I'm telling you right now, there is nothing too great. There's nothing too hard. There's nothing too bad you've done. There's nothing too evil in this world. There's nothing too severe you're going through. There's nothing too extreme or out of the reach that the power and the authority of the name of Jesus Christ cannot penetrate, cannot pierce through or intervene in. Oh, I'm here to tell you, like the song we sing, break every chain. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, do you hear me? Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. That's chains of bondage. That's chains of infirmities. That's chains of weakness. That's chains of tiredness. That's chains of weariness. That's chains of sin. That's any chain, anything hindering you. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every single chain in our lives. Hallelujah, every chain. He is a chain breaking. He is a may making. He is a soul cleansing, devil defeating, mighty God. He is a conqueror of death, hell, and the grave. And because of who He is, you being His children can have the victory and know and understand that your King, your God, your Savior, you are royalty. You are a called out, chosen generation, a royal priesthood. That's who you are, because your Father, your Abba God, your Abba Father is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and His name is the ultimate authority. Oh, hallelujah. It is all, everything. It is all your needs. All your prayer requests, all your struggles, all your chains, all your issues, all your family dramas, the mind that's coming against you, the things that are in your mind, the sleepless nights, the troubles and issues in your life, in your marriage, in your finances, it is all through and made whole through the name of the King.
Yes, sir.
The name of the King. Somebody say, Jesus.
Oh, come on, let's say it together.
Hallelujah. in the name of the King. I mentioned human kings. Let me just tell you this, and I'll move on, and I'm almost done. If a human being, if a human man-made king, if a human being's name meant and means so much, had so much power, and had so much authority, here's the question, how much more does the name of the Creator, how much more does the name of the only God, the Almighty God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the Lion and the Lamb. How much more does the name of the Redeemer and the Savior of this world, if man's name means something, how much more does God's name mean? Oh, are you hearing me? Come on. Are you with me? Come on. Hallelujah. How much more does the name of the King really mean? Oh, hallelujah. Child of God, throughout the Scripture, throughout the New Testament, throughout the Scripture, through prophecies and other things, time and time and time again, if you read it, you will see pertaining to Christ in my name. It says, in my name, in Jesus' name, or others referencing Christ in His name. His name is a name of ultimate power and authority and completeness. Amen. We see it in His name, in my name, in Jesus' name. We see it over and over and over again. There's power in that name. The Bible teaches us in Jesus' name, devils, evil spirits were powerless in Luke 10:17. We see evil spirits were cast away, cast out, removed in His name in Mark 16:17-18. In His name, provisions and blessings would flow. In His name, the miraculous, supernatural healings occurred over and over again. You see that in Acts 3. You see that in Acts 3:16. You see that in Acts 4:10. And throughout the miraculous taking place in His name. In His name, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, lame men, but such as I have, give I thee. He didn't say in the name of Peter. He didn't say in the name of Pentecost. He didn't say in the name of the Holy Ghost. He said in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. We see that in the name of Jesus, the lame walk. We see that in the name of Jesus, the blind were given sight again. In the name of the King. Salvation, child of God. Salvation comes in the name. Acts 4:12. Romans 10:13. Baptism is to be done and is done, and sins are remitted in His name in Acts 2:38, and all throughout the Bible. Amen. In the Scripture of the book of Acts, the Bible teaches us, Bishop, though we are human, though we make mistakes, though we fall short all the time, the Bible teaches us that you are justified. We are sanctified. We are justified in the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 6. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm set free. I'm glad I'm not a perfect man, but I serve a perfect King. I serve the King of Kings that has all authority. We are justified in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything, the Bible teaches us, Bishop, anything we do or say, any prayer that we give, any request we made known unto Him that holds any power, anything we do that matters is to be done in the name of the King, is to be done in the name of Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:17. Anything you do in word or deed, do in the name of the Lord Jesus. There is authority in it. I want you to hear me. There is no if, and, or buts about it. Ultimate authority, power, life-giving, restoration, restoring, healings, blessings, miracles, you name it. Salvation, which is the greatest gift, is obtained. It is received. It is obtained through and by his name. The name of Jesus Christ. The name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. High above all, sitting above the earth, we are but dust in his hand. Oh, but in his hands, through his name, we are a masterpiece. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Amen. It's through him. It's all through him and his glory and his power, because his name means who he is. In John chapter 14, verses 13 through 14, Christ informs us as believers. As believers, he says, and whatsoever you ask, you shall ask him what? My name. Whatever you ask in my name. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 16, verse 20 through 24, Christ says, and I didn't give this, he says, verily, verily, in that portion of Scripture, truly, truly, I say to you, Christians, believers, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in what? My name. Whatever you ask in my name, he will give you. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Crossroads, that power and authority lies only in the name of the King. So I said earlier that no ordinary Joe Schmo could use the name. I'm almost done. Oh God, stay with me. God wants to move. No ordinary person could use the King's name, or they would be severely punished. So that leads to the question, spiritually speaking, who has the authority? Who has the authority and the permission to use the name that is above every name? The name of the King of Kings. Biblically, his word teaches us that we as believers. Who has that authority? We as believers. We as his followers, his disciples. Those who have been born again, forgiven, received the gift of His Spirit, have faith in God, and belief, and obedience in His Word. Those who are submissive to Him have not only the permission and the authority to use the name of Jesus Christ in an authoritative matter or manner, but through other scriptures we already referenced, we are encouraged. Not only do we have permission, not only are we called or told we can, we are encouraged through Christ Himself and through the Word of God, and told, not just encouraged, we are told by Christ Himself to use His name in a way of victory and power and authority. For there is power in His name. Power to heal, power to deliver, power to set free, power to encourage, power to bring peace, power to bring hope, power to bring restoration, strength, the miraculous, power to bring unity, power to bring joy, power to bring gladness, and power to bring salvation. Oh, somebody hear me today. We have been given a name that is above every name. When we take on the name of Jesus through repentance and being filled with His Spirit and water baptism, taking on His name, we are given kingship. We are royal, and we are able through the King to use His name in all manners. You've got to understand it is not the king's desire for you to remain in a slump. It is not the king's desire for you to remain in neutral or reverse or hurt or sorrowful or tired or weary or weak or your children to be lost or weakened in the spirit. It is not the king's desire for us to fall short and not make it. It is his desire for us to be blessed, filled, encouraged, intervened in, healed, made whole. That is his desire. That is the desire of the king. As pastor of Crossroads Apostolic Ministries, I ask you to stand with me right now, if you will. As pastor of Crossroads Apostolic Ministries, I give a decree. By order of the King of Kings, oh, every person in here except for a couple of the kids raised their hands a moment ago. Why don't you, if you will, yeah, I can't force you to do anything, but as a sign of surrender and say, if you're able to stand, stand. If you're not, I get that, I understand. Why don't you raise your hand and open up to Christ right now in a sign of surrender. It's here I am, Lord. As a pastor of Crossroads, I give a decree by the order of the King. Be strengthened, be healed, be delivered, be blessed, be restored, be inspired, be empowered, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be healed, be made whole, be renewed in strength. By order of the King, let your body be cleansed. The enemy be scattered. By order of the King, have peace, have hope, have restoration. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.